What is up, my lovely people? I've tried recording this episode so many times, and I find myself kind of moving into my perfectionistic brain, even though I've said from the start, as soon as I started storyboarding this, that I don't want it to be like that. So, no matter what happens in this take, I'm going to post it, and this is just me saying, welcome to You're Not Special, because you're not special, and I know some of you are waiting for that. And this is a new series that I'm unraveling as we kind of go along, and it is called 18-Year-Old Adult. And you might be thinking, wow, Valkyrie, that's so redundant and quirky and different. And it's mainly because, you know, can you think of a single person that was ready to be an adult at 18? No. And even if they thought they were, most of them were greatly mistaken. So this series is kind of something that I've wanted to do in different variations for a while, and I'm finally sitting down and doing something about it because I have felt like I have lost my sense of reflection lately. And at the beginning of this year, I set two key words to be like the things that I prioritize this year, you know, so it was mindfulness and connection. And those two words, while very broad in their sense, were things that I wanted to prioritize this year, things that I wanted to dive deeper into. And I've definitely prioritized connection. I feel like I'm more social than I've ever been and happier because of it. But in terms of mindfulness, I feel like I've been losing it a little bit. I feel like I've been a little bit lost in the sauce. And I like to talk about it a little bit. And every week is going to be like kind of like a new lesson, but this first initial episode, I want to be just a personal journey that I want to share, things that some adults won't tell you and you shouldn't expect them to because they don't owe you anything, and just some mindsets that come along with becoming an adult at such a young age and expecting to know how things work. And yeah, so with that being said, without further ado, let's just hop right into it. As a lot of you know, a lot of the other seasons that I've done have been surrounding mindsets, which this one will also be, but I want this one to be generally unscripted, unedited, kind of just like my raw emotions, and that's not promising that they will be coherent at all, but it will promise that it's going to be something very real, and I want to be your friend, you know? I want to make this something very personal that you can look back on and look to for advice, and I'm always open to give, you know, any kind of insight as to what's going on in my life. And that's not me claiming to know anything either. So, yeah. But I wanted to talk about things. I recently reread my Turning 18 article. I think it's entitled, like, Moving Across the Country at 18. And while I really liked that article, it brought up a few things that I haven't thought about in a while, one of them being self-doubt. And I say that I haven't thought about it in a while, but honestly, it's something that I think about every day. I just don't bring attention to it because it will make me sad. And, you know, that's just the general kind of like nature of what self-doubt is. It makes you think that you're somehow less than, or that you can't do something. And for some people, you know, it's a good determining factor of whether or not they will do something. And for others, just the fact that it's present means that they aren't gonna pay attention to it. It's basically like a self-motivating thing almost. And right now I'm in an industry, I'm working as an engineering intern at SpaceX. I'm in an industry that is fast moving, crazy smart people involved, and they expect a lot from their interns. It's not just me running coffee, you know. So it's a very interesting place to be when you haven't had an ounce of engineering experience in a college setting, which is essentially what you need a lot of the time. But it's not even just in a corporate sense that I feel self-doubt. It's just in most cases in my life. And, you know, I talked about an interaction that I had had with a friend in that article near the end that made me feel completely useless. I had basically given him advice, and at the end of the conversation, he had said, you know, thank you for your advice. I'll think about it, but I feel like I have something that I'm still going to do, and I don't think your advice is really going to sway me that much. And, you know, I felt like I hadn't helped him at all, and therefore felt like shit. And I came to the conclusion at the very end of that article that you can't help everyone. So prioritize helping the people that you can help, you know. I think about that now, and I want to switch it up. I can't help everyone, but I'm going to try. And I see now that the feeling of self-doubt that came over me when I couldn't make my friend feel better, I couldn't really help him, was something just completely entranced in self-doubt. And I see now that me feeling bad that I didn't help can only be seen as something positive, because if I want to help everyone, telling myself that it isn't possible doesn't help. It doesn't bring me clarity. It only makes me sad. And yeah, it's good to have perspective, but I'd rather be gung-ho about a project that's going to attempt to help everyone rather than be semi-excited about one that will only help a select few. And I want to help as many people as possible. I talk about purpose in that article as well, and that my purpose is just to help people. And I feel like I would be missing out on something by telling myself that I can't help everyone. Telling myself that it's not possible isn't a solution, it's a hindrance, and I can't continue to tell myself that. So yeah, basically, I just really am going to try to help everyone, and I'm not going to keep this mentality of, oh yeah, like, I can only help a select few, so let me just focus on those people, as important as they may be, you know? I think there's always a way to do more. And while that mentality has bit me in the ass more times than I can count, it's gotten me a lot of really amazing places. And I think it's done more positive than not. I want to start thinking about self-doubt in a slightly different light. I think it's good to look at things from an outside perspective. And I flip-flop a lot between that, basically like talking about like self-worth and putting yourself first, and then also trying to prioritize other people. And I think I separated those two for a long time. I separated the fact that, oh, like, you should like put yourself first while like kind of forgetting about everyone, versus, yeah, like prioritize everyone else, but you can kind of put your stuff on the back burner because that's just how it has to be. And there's always going to be like more than 50% you're into one thing, and then you're kind of flip-flop into the other thing. But that all kind of goes into self-worth, self-doubt, having outside perspective. I have been ingrained with a lot of self-doubt since my childhood, just because of the way that like my parents talk, you know? And that's something that I think in their adult lives, they've probably come to realize. And if not, and if they're listening, hi! Sorry, I will be talking about this a little bit. But, you know, my mom, she's someone that has a lot of regrets in her life and has a lot of self-doubt about she'll start something and then think that she can't do it and then give up. And, you know, I do believe that parents lead by example. And being surrounded by all of that, it does make a difference. It really does. I think it's a very interesting thing to kind of like hop into. And these are kind of just a various amount of just things that I want to jump into. You know, like I want this podcast to be something that I use as a reflection tool. I want to be constantly reflecting in the rest of the year. I find that I'm a lot better when I reflect. And when I turned 18, I was the happiest I had ever been. And I think now I'm incredibly happy. But I think there's something missing that I want to get to the bottom of. And whether I will get to the bottom of it is beyond me. I have no clue, but you should come with me on this journey. Come along for the ride. And I meant for this to just be like a short episode, kind of getting back into the flow of things. And I promise we'll talk for hours and hours about things that we haven't talked about already. But let me know if there's anything you'd like to see from me, anything you feel like you're struggling with, and I will try to work that into my episodes as well, because I guarantee I am also thinking about all of those things at once. So with that being said, you are not special. Ding, ding, ding. And I will see you very soon.